And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 3rd of July, 2013. It's the birthday of playwright Tom Stoppard, born in Czechoslovakia in 1937. After writing a series of radio plays and some television scripts, he decided to write a play that would tell Hamlet from the point of view of Rosencrantz and Guildenstern. In Stoppard's version, they spend the play worrying that their lives have no meaning, and it's only by participating in Hamlet's story that they find any purpose. The play, called Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead, made Stoppard the youngest playwright ever to have a play staged by the National Theatre in London. He was just 29 years old. When it premiered in New York City, Stoppard was asked what the play was about. He said, "It's about to make me rich." And it's the birthday of Franz Kafka, born in Prague in 1883. He lived almost his entire life with his parents, even after graduating from law school. And in that noisy, claustrophobic apartment with his parents and three sisters, he would hypnotize himself to get into a frame of mind to write. He said, "Writing is a deeper sleep than death. Just as one wouldn't pull a corpse from its grave, I can't be dragged from my desk at night." Kafka had a number of psychosomatic illnesses, and he became a vegetarian, eating fruits and nuts, and followed a regimen of doing aerobics in front of an open window. He confessed that he had a boundless sense of guilt, and one of his friends wrote that Kafka was the servant of a god not believed in. Kafka died of tuberculosis in 1924, a month shy of his 41st birthday. All of his sisters later died at concentration camps in the Holocaust. Not much of Kafka's work was published during his lifetime. He had instructed his friend Max Brod to set his manuscripts on fire upon his death, but Brod refused and instead edited and published Kafka's work. Kafka's best-known work is the story The Metamorphosis, which begins as Gregor Samsa awoke one morning after disturbing dreams. He found himself transformed in his bed into an enormous bug. It's the birthday of M.F.K. Fisher, born in 1908 in Albion, Michigan. She's the mother of the food essay and always viewed cuisine as a metaphor for culture. She once found an Elizabethan cookbook at her public library and was inspired to try her hand at food writing. Her first book, Serve It Forth, was full of sensual, evocative prose. Some critics assumed a man had written it. Her next book, How to Cook a Wolf, was addressed to Americans and Europeans dealing with food rationing. She wrote, "When the wolf is at the door, one should invite him in and have him for dinner." Her book contained a few recipes, but mostly meditations on the role of meals in relationships and on sharing limited resources with spiritual abundance. Her chapter titles include How to Distribute Your Virtue, How to Greet the Spring, How to Be Cheerful Through Starving, and How to Have a Sleek Pelt. And here's a poem by Stephen Dobbins titled Grief. Trying to remember you is like carrying water in my hands a long distance across sand. Somewhere people are waiting. They have drunk nothing for days. Your name was the food I lived on. Now my mouth is full of dirt and ash. To say your name was to be surrounded by feathers and silk. Now, reaching out, I touch glass and barbed wire. Your name was the thread connecting my life. Now I am fragments on a tailor's floor. I was dancing when I learned of your death. May my feet be severed from my body. Grief by Stephen Dobbins from his book Velocities, published by Penguin and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. This is Billy Collins, hoping you will join us next time here on The Writer's Almanac.